translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Jai Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. This is Nanda Maharaj, just to recapitulate, is Nanda Maharaj speaking to? We are studying every day. Yeah, Garga Muni. Garga Muni, who is the priest from the Yadu dynasty, and he's been summoned by Nanda Maharaj to come and perform some sacrifices for the protection of Krishna, because Krishna has been continuously harassed by demons trying to kill him. But the Lord, he cannot be killed by anybody. O my Lord, O great devotee, persons like you move from one place to another, not for their own interest, but for the sake of the poor-hearted grihasthas, householders. Otherwise, they have no interest in going from one place to another. Please repeat after me. O my Lord, O great devotee, persons like you move from one place to another, not for their own interests, but for the sake of poor-hearted grihasthas, householders. Otherwise, they have no interest in going from one place to another. Purport. As factually stated by Nanda Maharaj, Garga Muni, being a devotee, had no needs. Similarly, when Krishna comes, he has no needs, for he is Purna Atmaram. Nonetheless, he descends to this material world to protect the devotees and vanquish miscreants. Paritranaya sadunam vinashaya chadushkritam. This is the mission of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, and devotees also have the same mission. One who executes this mission of para upakara, performing welfare activities for people in general, is recognized by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as being very, very dear to him. Nachatasman manusyeshu kashinme priyakritama. Similarly, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has advised this para upakara, and he has especially advised the inhabitants of India. Bharata bhumite haila manusya janma yara janma sartak janma sarkara karikara para upakara. One who has taken his birth as a human being in the land of India, Bharatavarsha, should make his life successful and work for the benefit of all other people. Chaitanya Charitamrita, Adilila, 9:41. On the whole, the duty of a pure Vaishnav devotee is to act for the welfare of others. Nanda Maharaj could understand that Garga Muni had come for this purpose, and that his own duty now was to act according to Garga Muni's advice. Thus he said, "Please tell me, what is my duty?" This should be the attitude of everyone, especially the householders. The Varnashram society is organized into 8 divisions: Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Sudra, Brahmacharya, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, and Sannyas. Nanda Maharaj represents himself as a Grihastha, Grihinam, or a householder. A Brahmachari factually has no needs, but Grihi, householders, are engaged in sense gratification. As stated in Bhagavad Gita 2:44, Bhogeshvarya Prashaktanam Tayaparita Chetasam. Everyone has come to this material world for sense gratification. And the position of those who are too attached to sense gratification and who therefore accept the Grihastha ashram is very precarious. Since everyone in this material world is searching for sense gratification, Grihasthas are required to be trained as Mahat, great Mahatmas. Therefore, Nanda Maharaj specifically used the word Mahat Vichalanam. Garga Muni had no interest to serve by going to Nanda Maharaj, but Nanda Maharaj, as a Grihastha, was always perfectly ready to receive instructions from a Mahatma to gain the real benefit in life. Thus, he was ready to execute Garga Muni's order. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Malitam Jena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Jena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaura Bhaktavrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangalam Gayate Girim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Guru Dinatarinam Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Tamala Krishna Goswamini Tinamini Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimati Bhakti Vedanta Swamini Tinamini Namaste Sarasati Devin Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunnavati Paskata Disatarine Vanchakalpatru Vascha Kripa Sindhu Vyai Vacha Patitanam Pavane Vyo Vaishnava Vyo Namo Nama. O my Lord, O great devotee, persons like you move from one place to another, not for their own interests, but for the sake of poor-hearted Grihasthas, householders. Otherwise, they have no interest in going from one place to another. This particular purport is very interesting because illustrates the humility of a great personality like Nanda Maharaj of being a very humble Grihastha. He needed not to be preached by anybody. The father of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who dares to go and try to illuminate such a person. But you could see here that Krishna wants highlight not the relationship that he has with his father, but highlight something even higher, which is this selfless desire to help a householder into making people Krishna conscious. And this is the feeling of a preacher. So he wanted to highlight the personality of Garga Muni, because in these particular pastimes, Garga Muni is like a Sangitan devotee. And it is not that Nanda Maharaj, you know, he comes to the door and say, you know, I am the father of God. How dare you preaching to me? Just do the sacrifice and go. And it's not like that. The respect, no matter, even God himself, he serves Bhakti Vatsala. He serves the feet of a preacher. Not only that, but he comes himself to feel that mood, to feel how does he feel like helping other living entities. And he comes as Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because that taste, it's a superior to the taste of being in directly in the association of Krishna. Just like who was this great Kardama Muni. Kardama Muni, when he was together with Devahuti in the fourth canto of the Bhagavatam, you find the pastime that when they had a child and he was the Supreme Personality of Godhead, now he could have stayed and enjoyed the association of God, but no, there was something higher. He entrusted the child to take care of the mother, and then he went off. He went to the forest to perform the austerity for the welfare of the society. So you can see that devotional service, it's higher than being with God. And amongst all the types of devotional service, there is a particular service. We're not talking about service to God or service to the Vaishnava Seva, service to the devotees. It's service to the devotees is higher than serving God, but service to the conditioned souls. Like Prabhupada says in the purport, a Vaishnavi goes to one place, to another place, selflessly, just to illuminate the consciousness of the conditioned souls. And that is even a higher than serving a Ma Bhagavat. I shouldn't be saying this, but actually it is the truth. When Radhanath Maharaj comes, or when someone comes, everybody runs like hands, you know, to perform some service. That's nice. It's very purifying. But this is actually the... and then when he goes away, everybody, Punya Musika Bhav, people, they... And the head pujari is struggling to get some help on the altar. We are struggling to get some help to for the temple. Where is everybody? So this is actually... I'm not here to judge anybody, but when Srila Prabhupada came to the airport and all the devotees, they were there greeting him, then there was one particular Tripurari, I think it was. He was not there. And Prabhupada said, "Where is Tripurari?" And he was out distributing books. Srila Prabhupada is out distributing your books. And Prabhupada was very impressed. Said, "That is association with a guru. That's what pleases me. When you go out to perform the order of the guru," see the line, the verse finishes like that, with the word order. Nanda Maharaj, as a Grihastha, was always perfectly ready to receive instructions from a Mahatma to gain the real benefit in life. Thus, he was ready to execute Garga Muni's order. The order of the Guru, the order of Krishna, para upakara. That is actually more important than personal association with God or even with great personalities. The order is, you know, please go out and retrieve my lost children. Just like, I'm not saying that service to the guru personally, it's undermined in comparison of preaching or of going out and try to make people God conscious. It is, everything is good, but there is a particular activity that is very much desired by Krishna, to go into this uncomfortable environment and try to convince the conditioned souls the way to come back to their father. Just like there was a movie I watched when I was a young boy. There was, I think it was somewhere in Canada, there was a cyclone, and this family, they were living in a forest, and they had a farmhouse, and there was like a wind and a storm, and so all the children, they came back except the younger one. The younger one was lost. So the father was very happy to see all the older children, but he was very sad that the younger one was missing. And it's not that he felt dislike towards those older ones, you know, who didn't want to go out because they just came back, they escaped the danger. And so he asked some of them, you know, to please go and try to find. And some, they were reluctant, but one of them said, I will go and try to bring him back. Now, the father was affectionate towards all the other children, but he had a particular, and then the other one went out, and ultimately he brought back his younger brother. And it was a special feeling for the father to see that one of my sons has followed my order, and it was his favorite. So those who perform a welfare activity, those who are who imbibe the mood of Krishna to come to go out and distribute the grace of God, those are actually favored by Krishna. He says, you know, there is no one more dear to me than those who preach my message. Message to my devotees. My devotees doesn't mean, you know, devotees just those who are in the temple. But my devotees means all those who are a devotee of Krishna, but actually they were forgotten. Just like a month or 2 months ago, I put it on my Facebook page. I met a gentleman in the 65, maybe 70. Michael. His name is Michael. I think you've seen it on my Facebook page, Sutapa. And this, he was having a sandwich together with his family in the parking lot in Beaconsfield. There was his son-in-law and a daughter. So I went there and I gave him a Bhagavad Gita. And when he saw the Bhagavad Gita, he became very emotional. He said, you know what? I joined the manor 1975. And I stayed at the temple for 6 months. And I saw this beautiful personality, Srila Prabhupada. And it was the most beautiful creature I've ever seen in my life. And then after 6 months, I could not follow the four regular principles. Then I left. And he remembers a few devotees, which I wrote it down. It was, he remembered the Kripa Moya, Prabhu, Partha, Haribolananda, devotee called Haribolananda, and Rancho, I think it was Rancho, the other one. And he said, and I've been away for 41 years, and there you are, and this is after 41 years, I'm having again the darshan or the Bhagavad Gita. And he was crying. So it was a very beautiful feeling. He said that Krishna definitely will not leave him alone because he could not follow the principles. But at the same time, there was something in him that the Lord hasn't forgotten him. That somehow or another, by the power of the providence, we met on that day. I was just an instrument. And he felt, you know, like a prodigal son. He said, eventually I have to come back. Maybe not in this life, but maybe in the next. But I can see that I said it to him, you see, Krishna, he never abandons you. Whatever little service you have done at the manor, he will never forget that. And that's why he wanted you, he paid you a visit. So keep this Bhagavad Gita and treasure, read it. So these are wonderful moments. Those who are ready with their consciousness, eventually they're met by one of us. Just like we're planning the marathon now, and Krishna is also planning, preparing the consciousness of all those who are ready. You know, we prepare ourselves, and Krishna also is in the heart of these conditioned souls, those who have done so much pious activities and who have done a lot of punya in previous lives and or some service. And they are, the precious moment is coming for them to meet with a sacred person, to be visited by those books. We should think like that. We should believe that. It's not by chance that these people, those particular people, these you know, during our book distribution, there is always Jai Shishi Radha Gokulananda Ki Jai. There is a certain type of people, they receive the books. Why not everybody? Because not everyone is ready. Not everyone is ready to receive the grace of God. Some of them, they receive it just by having darshan of the devotee. And that's enough. But because they're not ready, then Krishna, next time they get purified, and next time they have the darshan of the devotees and the book, and they may not take the book, and then the next time, that's all Sankirtan. Then next time they receive the book, they touch it, they read a few lines, or they see the picture of the Bhagavad Gita, and still they don't get it. It means gradual process. We cannot force Krishna consciousness to those who are not ready. And that's why those who receive it, and give it donations. Those are the ones who are fertile, ready, seasoned, mature. So don't think that you're wasting time by being there in the street and trying to give a book to people, even though the books, they don't go out. Don't think, you know, that that's not Sankirtan. You are actually preparing the consciousness of so many people by giving them your darshan, a smile, or let them touch the book. Don't be sad if they don't take it. It means the Lord, He doesn't want them to have it yet. So everything is in the hands of Krishna. It's not a neophyte devotee, he thinks that the whole world should take a Prabhupada book. The whole world should become a receiver of these books. And anyone who doesn't take the book is a demon. So this is a mentality of actually someone who is short-minded, doesn't understand the plans of Krishna. So Nanda Maharaj, it's very interesting that he very much, he retained such a personality more sacred and important than himself. So this is very instructing, this verse, you know, that devotees sometimes they like to have this gopi bhava mood, you know, jump over the topics and the steps of spiritual life and try directly to go into the rasa lila or the relationship with Krishna. We should not be concerned of that, because what Krishna likes in this material world is when a devotee is engaged in preaching. Srila Prabhupada and all the acharya, they didn't come here to show the rasa lila or to show this gopi bhava mood. This is not the place to show these things. This is a place for preaching. All the uttamadhikari from the spiritual world, including God Himself, they take off their suit as a uttama and they put on a suit as a madhyama. Prabhupada came as a preacher. He came to deliver the world and he taught us how to preach. He came out of India. He could have stayed in Vrindavan and enjoy the rasa lila in his samadhi. Prabhupada, he felt Krishna always in his heart and the love of Radha and Krishna. He could have enjoyed that. But there was something superior to that. And that thing was this para upakara. He came out of India, out of his samadhi, to preach to us, to help us. So this is the mood of a preacher. Someone who wants to be recognized by Krishna, then he has to take up this mood of selflessness and help other living entities, as it says here. One who executes this mission of para upakara, performing welfare activities for people in general, is recognized by Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, as being very, very dear to him. So Prabhupada could have used the word just once, yeah. He could have said very dear to Krishna, but actually he says very, very dear twice. When something is emphasized, it means that, you know, we should take it seriously, that that Krishna really means it. We become very, very dear. And what a beautiful privilege. And a Vaishnavi goes to so many places, like a Garga Muni, He didn't go to the house of Nanda Maharaj thinking, oh, let me go and do something for this great personality. He's the father of God, celebrity, spiritual celebrity. So I would like to go there and mingle with him. It was not like that. It was Nanda Maharaj who called him. And in the beginning of the purport, Prabhupada says that Garga Muni had no business to be there. Okay, you are the father of God. So what? I mean, it's all glories to you. But the job or the business, the only business of a preacher, it's actually solely to go to the house of these people, whether they are celebrity, whether they are fortunate or unfortunate, and to give them the grace of God. It's solely for their upliftment. It's not for the upliftment of the preacher. Of course, Krishna uplifts us. If we preach, then we are uplifted by Krishna. It's not that the conditioned soul uplifts you. Of course, we meet so many people who are very humble. They receive the book and we feel inspired by that. We feel encouraged that what we are doing is the right thing. And you think, there is some good in this world. Let me carry on. So it's nice time to time to see people who are even more intelligent than us, or very devotional. That is a treat in the street. And it makes us thinking there is some good in this world. So therefore, it's worth, you know, to go out and try to fish those few people who are ready to take Krishna consciousness. And we go anywhere. It's not that the preaching should be done in a clean place or only to aristocratic people, or just like here, Garga Muni is going to the house of a great personality. But a devotee goes anywhere, even in very degraded places. Everywhere you go nowadays, it's taken by Maya. It's Maya territory. And sometimes I was saying to Mother Guru yesterday that very often now I go even in the, I'm starting to go into the Burger King, you know, on the motorway. Sometimes it's raining or it's cold. And I sit down with people and I put the book on the table. There is a way how to... How many of you have distributed books to people walking in the street with a burger in their hands? Raise hands. Don't be shy. Don't worry. You're not a, you don't become contaminated. I think one day it was Guru Shakti was watching me and said, oh, you go into these places? And she was a little bit shocked. Srila Prabhupada came to the West to preach and salvage the malicious. And he was criticized by his own god brothers. There was another devotee that he said, you know, you shouldn't give a book to someone who is eating meat. It's contaminating. But I disagree with that. I feel that anybody who receives the mercy, whether he's praying or whether he's sinning. Look at Narada Muni. He gave the mercy to a migrant, you know, Mugrari, while he was killing. What is the difference between killing an animal or eating an animal? So, and sometimes, you know, very often we find the people, you know, they receive the books even in the middle of the scene. But you don't go there to judge them. I don't judge them. But actually I show some light, some kindness. And in a nice way, sometimes when they take the book and then you tell them, you know, try to become, get a veggie burger next time. It's more tasty. You try to induce them to become vegetarian. People who are smoking, people who are taking drugs. Some years back, I sold a book to a boy who was taking drugs in the car, was just injecting himself. Why? Because he was unhappy, depressed. So he got the chant and be happy. And he got the book while the needle was still hanging on the arm. And it was such a lovely boy. No job, nothing. He stopped the car on the motorway. I said, you know, this is a sacred moment. Because he was like very depressed and he didn't know what to do with his life. He said, what else am I supposed to do? This is an escape for me. So we were talking. And I said, it's not by chance that we met today. God has provided this meeting because he wants to deliver you. Read this book, the mantra. Mantra will deliver your mind from these bad habits. We all have bad habits. And who knows, maybe he stopped taking drugs. So we meet people of from different background, whether they are very aristocratic. There's another time, some years back, I knocked the window and I gave a book to a gentleman, very, you know, nice car, very well dressed, but he was reading a dirty book, erotic book. So there is a way. I said, well, why don't you try something better, higher taste? So I gave him the higher taste, the cookbook, and then introduced the Bhagavad Gita afterwards. I said, you know, this, they will free you from the lust, anger, and greed. So, and the man, you know, he was, okay, I'll try it out. So we we go anywhere and everywhere, even if a few people, they are in the middle of sinful activities, there is no barrier to give them Krishna consciousness. It's not that we give the book only to those who are so-called happy. When you meet them in the street and they're happy, happy to receive the book, happy to give a donation. As I said, you know, some few weeks ago I met a very nice couple, but they were having a huge argument. They were very unhappy. And there was about 15, 20 people around watching, but nobody was helping. And the children, they were in the car crying. They were practically speaking on the verge of a divorce, probably, separation. The man was accusing the wife for being unfaithful, shouting very, very loud, that the all, you know, the, like 100, 200 yards, people who were parking the cars, they could hear everything. And I tried to give a book to someone, and they said, no, no, you should try those people, because they need it more than I do. So, and I had the audacity of going there, and they, fortunately, they were Gujarati. So, and I, with my hand folded, I said, sorry if I interfere in your battle. In your Hare Krishna, I said. And the man, he looked at me very, "What do you want?" And then he said, "We're not interested. Go away." And the lady said, "At least, you know, be respectful to a devotee of Krishna." Because I said, "Hare Krishna, I'm a devotee from the Hare Krishna temple." And then he caught me. And he was like blasting me. And then the lady was, she tried to touch my feet. And I said, "No, no, don't do that, don't do that." And then she tried to stop the husband from blaspheming me. And I said, "No, don't do that, let him carry on." You know, when Krishna was dancing on Kaliya, Kaliya was very angry also, but then he became a pacified. So let him get it out. It's better that he gets his frustration out on me than on you. We don't mind. We are here for this, to take the trouble of the world on our shoulder. And so then he was going on and on and on. But then I said, you know, I was very patiently listening to him. And then he stopped. He didn't know what to say. He was feeling embarrassed. And then it was my turn. I started to preach. I said, "Why do you fight? You know, look, your children are paying the price of your argument. This is Maya, is illusion. Somehow or another, you know, you may be misunderstanding your wife, but you could see the tears, they say so much. Maybe there is a chance, you know, that she's innocent." And so I was talking like that. I said, "God has, not by chance, but has sent me here to stop your argument and to please take this book, Bhagavad Gita. And this will bring both of you together." So, and I was preaching a little bit. And then I said, at the end, he felt bad and he apologized to me. And he begged for forgiveness. And then I said, "You should apologize to your wife if you want to make me happy." Then he hugged his wife. And then we all, the three of us, we hugged each other. He hugged me. And then I said, "Now I want you to do something, not for God, not for me, but for your children. You should hug your wife." And so they hugged each other. And the children, they stopped crying. When they saw the parents being together, not arguing, they stopped crying. And it works. The power of the book, the power of, not because I was there, but Krishna, Bhakti Shakti, Krishna, if we want to help sincerely someone, not because we want to be paid by that person, or not because we have any other interest. Our only interest is to see people peaceful, and connected with the with God, and it works. And then I invite them to come to the temple to offer a candle, and I say, "The family that prays together, they stay together. So please come." It was during the month of Kartik. It was so nice. I felt good. I felt that I did a little something good in the world. You know, to stop. Another time, you know, I met a person who was on the verge of suicide, like Mother Guru was saying yesterday. We meet people, you know, in a bad shape. And, but then he got saved by the Bhagavad Gita and he became a devotee. You know the story. You know who is this person, Sutapa, Kamal Jetwa. And he's a devotee now, getting initiated by Radhanath Swami. And he wrote me a very nice letter expressing to me that his wife left him, lost his job, lost his children, and there was nothing left for him. He was drinking, doing anything, and but then the Bhagavad Gita came to his rescue, and it worked. So these are just a few examples that we know what's happening to these people, because but there are many, many people, they become touched, they change in their life, they become a devotee, and we don't know. We don't know. These books, they travel everywhere to relatives of those who receive the book and make one of the relative devotee. So they are, they have the magic, like we heard yesterday. There is always some magic in every book. They're actually not paper, but consciousness. And this consciousness feels, moves, talks to people. They're the words of God. How can they be dead? Even if they don't open the book, you know, it's like a heart beating, you know. They put it in their pocket or they put it on the shelf, you know, it brings the house alive. Read me. They call the reader. Open me up. And people, they that's it. Prabhupada, all the Acharya, Radha and Krishna will go into the consciousness of the reader. And they're saved. Neabhikramana sasti pratavyo navidyatet. Even if they read now that Krishna consciousness they absorb, they won't lose it. Then they will pick it up again and read again until they become a devotee. This is the goal of book distribution. People are destined to become a devotee, is to make devotees. So I think I went 10 minutes over, and I'll stop here. There's any quick questions? Or...